from Yud Beis Amud Beis from the Gemara. We hear in the Mishnah Machloikis what we do with the drasha of Kol Yomei Chayecha Ben Zayma Darshan, that it comes to be marbed as a mitzvah of Schiras Yitzis Mitzrayim Baleilois, and the Chachamim hold that it comes to be marbed that the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzis Mitzrayim will extend the Mois HaMashiach. Look the Gemara. Tanya Amar Lahem Ben Zayma LaChachamim V'chi Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim L'Mois HaMashiach. Will we then be Maskir Yitzis Mitzrayim L'Mois HaMashiach? V'loi Kvar Nema N'yomim Boim Num Hashem V'loyim Ruoit Chai Hashem Ashehelos Bnei Yisrael Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. That will not be mentioned anymore. Kim Chai Hashem Ashehelo V'ashehevi Yezer HaBeis Yisrael Mi'eretz Zofayno Mikol HaRotzi Sheshidachtim Shom. So we see Ben Zayma held that the mitzvah of Schiras Yitzias Mitzrayim does not apply La'osid Lovoy. There's a Meiridik Chidushei HaRajbe, and the Rajbe asks a very pertinent question. L'chayre, this what it says in the Pasuk, L'man Tizker Eshiyim Tzeischo Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yamei Chayecho, L'chayre seems to be a reason for Achilas HaPesach and Achilas Matzah, and Laman Tizker, this Pasuk is written, therefore, that the Pesach and the Matzah is Laman Tizker. So, if we assume that the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will not apply La'osid Lovoy, so it comes out there'll be a few mitzvahs that'll become but La'osid Lovoy. Pesach, there won't be any called Pesach, there won't be Achilas Matzah, and Chometz also, it seems, is also a Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the Rajba does not like that. To say such a Yisoy that there'll be Oiker, a few mitzvahs lasid lavoi, mitzvahs betelis lasid lavoi, he wouldn't want to say such a thing. So because of this Kasha, the Rajba says we are not learning correct Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk means as follows. Loisaychal olav chametz, shiva shamim teichal olav matzis, the isa chametz, and the isa, the chi of matzis, ki b'chai pozen yatzasa mi'eretz Mitzrayim. That's the reason of the mitzvah. Later it says, ulaman tiske, ulaman zoi, so the pasuk means as follows, kidei shaloi avru dvorim elu mezichay necho, you shouldn't forget these inyonim, the inyonim of the chi pozen yatzasa, Tizker bepeh b'chol yoyim tzeischa mi'eretz Mitzrayim. What occurred in Mitzrayim, you shouldn't forget, but this is not a reason for achilas matzah and for issa chometz. So the issa chometz is kibichapazin yotzoso. L'man zois, that this occurred in Mitzrayim, you shouldn't forget about this, there's a mitzvah of l'man tizker. Therefore, it is not dependent. That's why this mitzvah will remain la'osid lovoi. Agavuche the tzlach says klorana sugye that the laman tiske is a reason for achilas pesach and matzah. And that's we're then running into hot water with the Rajba's shaila. Al koponim, that's what the Rajba says. These mitzvahs are not dependent in the schira. Then he has one more question which bothers him. He says, but al-Kuponim, it seems, this mitzvah will become bottle. We see from Ben Zayma, the mitzvah of Zchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim will become bottle. So that also, he can't be sable such a thing. That means, Lasid Lavoi, there won't be all the mitzvahs that were till now. So the Rajba says, that is not gefelach. He says, because what is the tachlis of Zchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? The tachlis of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is we should remember our matziv that we were then. Avodim, Dalei Koyach, Pacha Sivlois Melech Va'am Koshe. We didn't have any Koyach, we were under a tyrant and under a folk of Rishoyim. And we should remember that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Mashgiach in the Yochil, that nothing can stop him. And if we remember this, we'll be neschazik in the midah of betochen. So the Rajba says, since this is the purpose of the mitzvah, he says, when we remember the kibbutz goyes, am memushach ha-memoiret me'amim noiroim Min ha'arotzis ha'rechoikis mitzofen ha'miyam. So remember the geula from Shibut Golyis. Ti ha'kavona ha'zois yoysach ha'zoko b'yoysach ha'zkore yoysach ha'zoke. He says the purpose of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is his chaskus and emunim b'tochem b'Hashem. So memele, by reminding ourselves of the Kibbutz Golyis, which we will have a greater raya on this nekude, so we are mekayim the same mitzvah. The mitzvah of Zechiras Bepeh is we should remind ourselves of these in Yonim. But al kaponim, that's how he says pshat in Ben Zayin. And the Chachamim tell him, Amrulai, you're not learning the correct pshat in the Pasik. Not lo yoimru oit, it will not be mentioned again. Lo yishetayoki yitzis mitzrayim im koimo. El shetay shibud malchi is ikar. The ikar amire will delve on the nisim of the gula from shibud malchi is. The yitzis mitzrayim tofuloi. And this will only be a tofel to the schire of the gula of shibud malchi. In Kiyoitze Boyato Oimer, this is weiter the Divrei Chachomim. We have a posik lo yikori shimcha oid yakoid ki im Yisrael yiye shemecho. So learning at this posik, if you'll take this posik literally, the posik is telling us that one is not allowed to call Yaakov Yaakov, yikori shimcha oid Yaakov. And the halacha is loy sheyei oker Yaakov mimkoimoi. The halacha is not that there's an iser to call Yaakov bishmoi, eli Yisrael iker v'Yaakov tofuloi. So just like one can translate loy yikore means there should not be a iker kriya, so the same way one can translate loy yoimru oi, there should not be an iker amire. We see we can take the pasuk with a grain of salt. What does Rashi say? Loi sheyei oker Yaakov mimkoimoi. Sherei motzinu shekorei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaakov achazois. He was called Yaakov after this posik. Beriditei leMitzrayim shenema v'yeimer alekim leYisrael v'yeimer Yaakov Yaakov v'yeimer hineini. So the Inyan Yaakov asks Akasha. So here we have an often the posik that gives us leeway to take this posik with a grain of salt. If we see later that Yaakov was called Yaakov, so therefore we have a hechech that lo yikore shim choyd Yaakov means it shouldn't be a iker shem. It's only a tofel. So what raya can we bring to this posik? So the Yaakov explains very well. Here we also have a posik. We have a posik koil yemei chayech l'rabis l'maisa Mashiach. No, Ben Zayim asked Akasha, the Pasuk says, lo yeyomru oit. So he says, listen, you can let, if I have a yichoche from a Pasuk, that there is a schiri li moysa Mashiach, that's a yichoche. The Pasuk will learn with a grain of salt. V'horayi lo yikori shimcha yakev. Also, we say the Pasuk with a grain of salt because of a yichoche from Yaakov Yaakov. So you also have a yichoche from kol yemei chayecha. V'chein hu oimer. And the Chachamim brought a second raya. Al tizkeru rishaynois. V'kadmoyni yois al tizbaynonu. You shouldn't remember anymore the rishaynis and the dvorim kadmoyni yois you shouldn't think about. What does that mean, al tizkeru rishaynois? Ze shibud malchiyois. V'kadmoyni yois al tizbaynonu. Zu yitzis mitzrayim. Hineni oise chadosho ato titzmach. Doni Rav Yosef zu milchemes goy gumogot. That we'll be speaking about the dovo chadosh, and that will occur by milchemes goy gumogot. So what is the raya from this posik? What is the raya we are bringing from this posik? So the Marsho explains that Rishaynois is going on Golis, Bovel, Modai, in Yovon. And by them, there's Bechlal no mitzvahs schire. By Mitzrayim, it says, Altis boinonu. Altis boinonu means there's no chiyav his boininess. That means his boininess means to delve on Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it would seem there is a mitzvah schire. But only Altis Boinonu. So we have an often a pasuk that the pasuk is telling us after Bias HaMashiach, after Milchemes Goygel Mogog, the pasuk speaks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the pasuk doesn't say Al Tizkeru. The pasuk says Al Tizbeinonu, that there won't be Achiev Izbeininis, aber Achiev Zchire there will be. And the other Golosim, and Malchus Yavon and Mordai and Bovel, that altiskeri. But here there's only altisbeinenu. So you see that I am right. That after Bias HaMashiach, so this is an often apostate. After Bias Mashiach, there's only altisbeinenu. But a din schire applies. And now the Gemara bring Tani Rav Yosef, Zumachemes Goy Gomogeg, Mashal Lamad Dovod Doima, La Odom, Shahoya, Mahalech baderech, upoga boi zeif, v'nitzol mimenu. V'hoya misapa v'hoylech maisei zeif. He was telling over the mamish, the nest that occurred with the zeif. Poga boi ari, v'nitzol mimenu. V'hoya misapa v'hoylech maisei ari. Poga boi nochesh v'nitzol mimenu. Shochach maisei shneim, he forgot the first two maisim. V'hoya misapa v'hoylech maisei nochesh. Avkach Yisroel Tzoreis Achroinois Meshakchois Esarishoinis. The Ben Yoyodo says that by the first Maise, the Maise with the Zeiv and the Ari, it doesn't say Shochach, because it seems the Redife of an Ari is similar to a Zeiv. Maybe one is stronger than the other, but it's the same type of a Redife. So he spoke about the Ari, but he didn't forget about the Zeiv. The Redif of a Nochosh is a different Sugin Gansen, so it seems this Redife makes him, this is a Tzoreis Achroinis Meshakreis as a Rishoinis, that one will in Gansen forget about the Rishoinis, and Mestoma, this is the Altiskeri Rishoinis, and our Kapolim, this is Adin Altis Bainonu. Rashi, Hineni Oise Chadoshe, Bosor Altiskeru Rishoinis Ksiv. Avram hu Avroham. This is a posik in Divrei Ayome. Betchilo nasa av la'arom. So therefore in Avram, the shame Arom lies in Avram. Av la'arom. Ulebesayf nasa av l'chol ha'olam kuloi. The hay is meira hamoin goyim. That he became a av la'amoin goyim. Sorai hi soro. That's as the pasuk. Betchila nasa sorai lumoso. First, she was a sar. The sorora was only mugbul to the umay Yisraelis. Obseif nasa sorah lachol oilam kulam. Tani bar kapore kol akoyrei l'Avram Avram oiver be'ese shenema v'hoya shimcha Avraham. So that said, ese he should only be called Avram. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Oiver Belav Shenema Bleikorei Oide Shimcha Avro. The Tzlach says here a Gishmake Vort here. The Tzlach asks as follows: how does this, the first Baraisa Avram Hu Avram Betchila Nasa Avlarom Seif Nasa Avlochol Oilam? How does this come in over here? Mishloim Eliko Shimcha Id Yaakov. We wanted it. This is a hemshech of before. Even though it says Lo Yikore, it means Lo Yikore Shimcha Id Yaakov doesn't mean Lo Yikore. It means Lo Yikore. It shouldn't be an Iker Kriya. Fine. Lo Yizbeinonu is a Raya. How do we come in all of a sudden Avram or Avram? Before he was called Avram, then he's called Avram. How does this come in? That's Shaila Aleph. A Shaila Beis, which the Dogel, the Tzlach is the Dogel Mavov also, that Abu Dachoinim Eskakashe, Bar Kapore brought a limut, Kol HaKoyre LaAvrom, Avrom, Oive Be'ese. There's an Ese of a person is Oive Be'ese, he calls Avrom, Avrom. And then Rabbi Lezer says he's Oive Ralav. Leikor Yedeshim Chavrom. So the Shaila is why the Moine HaMitzvahs did not bring this. We have, We just found another essay and another lav. Why isn't it brought down in the Moinei HaMitzvahs? Why isn't it brought down in the Rambam? There's a problem. The Magen Avraham brings it down. Magen Avraham brings down. There's an essay, there's a lav, but till the Magen Avraham and after the Magen Avraham, no one brought it down. So the Tzlach wants to answer both kashas. And the Tzlach says as follows. Avram, who Avram, is a hemshech of the Dibrei Chachamim. The Pasuk says, Avram, who Avram. What does that mean? First he was Av Laram, and later became Av, Av L'Kol Olam Kulay. So does that mean that you can't call him Avram? Yesh Bechlal Masayim on it. That means, Avram hu Avram, that means before he had this mile, and later he acquired a greater mile. But it is not pshat that there's an issa to call him Avram. He learned that vakert. Avram is speaking about one darge, and Avram is speaking about a greater darge. So he learned pshat, that what it says, lo yikore yayde shimcha Avram, that this will not be the ikekriya, because you have a more choshev name, just like by Yaakov Avinu. Lo yikore shimcha oid Yaakov. Kiyim Yisrael, that means the Ike Kriya is not Yaakov anymore, it's Yisrael, it's Moira and Srore. So, Lo Yikore Oit Shimcha Avram is also, this is not the Ike Kriya, because you have a more Choshev name. So therefore, the Gemara first brought down the translation of the names, that Avram is a more Choshev name than Avram. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, so the Lo Yikore is Bechlal not Allah. Lo Yikore means that the Kriya Shem, this should not be the Ike Shem, because you have now a Mochashev Shem. So this is the Hemshech of the Chachamim. So they wanted it, say Pshat the Lo Yikore. Bar Kepore was a chosid of Ben Zayme. He didn't like these inyanim you're putting a little salt to the posik. It doesn't mean he says, no, that's wrong. Lo yikori kol koire la Avram oive be'ese. V'ho yeshimcha Avram. V'lo yikori yedushimcha Avram fakert. That fakert, the posik is telling us that there's isurim, there's a lav. So this is not a raya to you. You want to bring a raya. That even though it says lo yikore, we can say the pasuk doesn't mean lo yikore, it means it's not an ike kriya, and therefore lo yomru oy, there will not be any keramira. No, you're wrong. Lo yikore is a lav, and this is an essay. So it's a machloikis. So Bar Kepore is saying according to Ben Zayme, and this beraisa before is going according to the chachamim. La halacha. So the Tzlach says it's not so poshut how we paskin. Could, in this shaila, if there's the mitzvah of krishma la'osid lavoi, it's not muchach how we paskin. So could be, therefore, if we paskin that there is a mitzvah skriya la'osid lavoi, so then we will translate le'yikorei oide shimcha Avram, we'll only translate yikorei oide shimcha Avram, it means it's not a nikikriya, that's how we'll translate it. She says, could be fakert, the poiskim we paskin like the chachomim, we paskin like the Chachamim. So therefore, they did not bring down this lav and this assay, because this lav and assay is dependent in the machloikis of Ben Zayme in the Chachamim, and the Chachamim. That's what the Tzlach wants to say. The Ben Yoyada wants to say another teretz on this shayla. He wants to say the Issa Kriyem, that one is not allowed to call Avram Avram. He says that's when Avram is around. That means when he's there and you call him Avram, so this is a zilzel, this is a gnai. But if he's not around, he says, then there's no problem. See later, Pshat in the Gemara's Kashi, he says, therefore the Paiskim didn't bring it because it's not noyig. Kozman Avram Avinu is not around. Let's go a little further. Elo miyato ha-koyre li-yakev yakev ha-kert ha-gemore sa-kashe. If you learn lo yikore is alav, you don't want to learn lo yikore means an ike kriye. Ha-koyre li-yakev yakev ha-ochenami, he'll also be oiver alav. So Moshe Shani Hosom, the hoder ha-hadre kro. Tersiv. Oh. Sorry. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Elo miyata akeire lesora sora yochinami, the also should be an issa, because it says sora ishtecha loisikra shmo sora ki sora shmo. So So the Gemara answers, Hasam Kutcha Barichu Omar La Avram. This was not a tzivui on anyone else besides Avram. Sarai Ishtecha Leisikra Shma Sarai Kisar Shma. Ela Meyata Kere Leyakev Yakev Achinami, that there should be a love. Shani Hasam Behodar Ahadre Kro, Dersi Vayomer Elekim Leyisro Bamaris Alaylo, Vayomer Yakev Yakev. So we see there the Pasuk said Klo, that Yakev could be called Yakev after the Loyikore. Mosiv Rab Yosi Bar Oven, Vitamer Rab Yosi Bar Zvide. Atu Hashem Aleikim, Asher Bochalta Biyavro. So there we see that the Novi called them Avro. So the Ben Yehuda explains that the Gemara's Kash is as follows. The Novi will be learned Laosid Lovi also. So when Avram Avinu will be around, we'll still say this pasuk. Atu Hashem Elokim Shebachalta Biyavram. Oh, this is Shaynan. Now we have a problem. That's how he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe, according to his Teretz. Omalei, so he answered, Hosam Novi Yudaka Mesader Lishvachei, the Malei Reim is Meichik Terachmona, Mai Dahave Miyikore. So the Malei Reim explains Pshat in the Gemara's Teretz. He says, Be'emison, the Shem Avraham is a praise for Avraham Avinu. Avraham, Av Hamoin Goyim, the Gemara Nedorim says he became a balabos al hei evorim, which are usually not b'rshusei shalodom, but he became a bailim over them. He only heard and saw what he should hear, what he should see. So the Shem Avraham is a shvach. If a person goes and calls Avraham, Avraham, so you're belittling him. So there's an Issa, lo yikore, there's an Issa one, he says, but this pasuk is telling us, Atu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechalta B'Avram, Motzosa Es Levovoi Nemo Lefanecha. This pasuk is telling us, even when he was in the darge of Avram, Motzosa Es Levovoi Nemo Lefanecha. So Fakert, mentioning the Shem Avram is the greatest praise, that even when he was in this madrege, he was still a matzosas lebovay nemal lefonech. So b'meila, so therefore, it does not fall into the category of the issa. Mesadei shvochei, the mikore asher bochalti voy biyoy shmoy Avram, v'samto shmoy Avroho. Adon aloch me'emasai. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Hoye koirei batoire, v'higia zman amikro. A person was learning the Torah, v'giyas man amikra, nekeim zman kriyishma. So the Mishnah says, im kiven liboy yotza. If he was mechaven, and what this will mean, we'll see later in the Gemara, im kiven liboy yotza, if he was mechaven, he was yotza. Let us see Rashi in Tosfos on this nekude. Hoye koirei b'toire parshas kriyishma, v'giyas man hamikra, Zman Kriyishma. So he was Yotze. Taisvet. Oye Kaire im Kiven Libo Yotze. The Yerushalmi Amrino, the Yerushalmi says on this Mishnah, Zoy Saimeres, Brochais Einon Ma'akvois. That from this Mishnah we see that the Birchas Kriyishma are not Ma'akiv. He was laning the Torah, and came Zman Kriyishma, and he said Kriyishma. What's with the Birchas Kriyishma? So, and it says, Yotza, he was Yotze. So we see that the Birchas Krishma are not Ma'akev, the mitzvah of Krishma. The Af Alpi Shaloi Omar, Shtayim Lefoneo, or Shtayim Lacher, Yotza, even though he didn't say the Broches before and later. The Imloi Kain, Tikshe, if you'll say that the Broches, the Birchas Krishma are Ma'akev, the mitzvah of Krishma, my manim kiven liboy are leberich tchila. So we have here a raya that the Yerushalmi brings from our Mishnah that the Birchas Krishma are not ma'akev the mitzvah of Krishma. Vim toima, so Taisva says, yeah, so Taisva says, Sakashe, obepeire kame maskinon, say the broches ein ma'akvois, or broches ma'akvois. The Gemara said, we learned, and Daf Yud Beis, B'Shem Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, Be'emesin Reish Lakish holds, Brachis Ama'akev. No, the Seder Brachis Ein Ama'akev. Just to refresh our memory, we had a memory, and Daf Yud Beis Amadalev, that if someone said, Avo Rabbe, and the Omer HaMamamunah, the Kahanim said, Avo Rabbe, and then they learned Krishma, and when the time came to, say, Yaitza Moiris, they said Yaitza Moiris. Aye, they were Mishana the Seder. So we see Seder Brachis Eina Ma'akvis, but the Gemara says, but could be Brachis Ama'akvis. So we hear by a Memra of an Amoiris that says that the Brachis Ama'akvis. We hear by Yerushalmi that proves from our Mishnah that the Brachis are not Ma'akvis. So Taisus has a very interesting teretz, which is Shitas Rav Haigoin, V'yeshloimar dohosom airi b'tzibo. It matters where the Krishna is being said. The brachis waniskan b'tzibo li'kuve. That means if one is davening with a tzibo, so in order to be yaitze Krishna mid'rabbonon, the brachis have to be said. The brachas were niskin likuve betzibur. They can ami diktoni omar lahem amemune. This mission is speaking about a rabbi. There was a tzibur. So by the tzibur take, if they won't learn Krishna, the brachas will be ma'akit. And in our Mishnah, hoya koire betoire, speaking about a yochid, by a yochid, the Yerushalmi said, brachas eino miyakvis. This is Shitas HaTaisvis, Shitas Rav Haigoin. The Goin and others, it seems the Rajba also wants to say this, that they want to disagree completely with Taisvis, that Taisvis brings a Yerushalmi in a stira from the Gemara Daf Yud Beis and a Teretz and a whole big binyan, and they want to say the Yerushalmi is saying one thing. The Gemara before is saying one thing, and the Yerushalmi is saying something else, and Shalom al Yisrael. That is true. The Yerushalmi brought a raya from our Mishnah, Brachas Eino Makris. That's true. The mitzvah of Krishma 1 is Mekayim without saying the Brachas. And that's the raya from our Mishnah. The Gemara in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph is speaking about the Birchas Krishma themselves. The Birchas Krishma, so that the Gemara says, Brachas Ma'akves. That means you have to say both Brachas. The Gemara on Daf Yud Beis is speaking about the mitzvah of the Brachas. If one will say one Bracha without the other Bracha, did he accomplish something or didn't he accomplish something? That is the Shaila if Brachas Ma'akves, who are the Brachas Ma'akev one the other. So the Gemara says, Brachas Ma'akves. If a person will say one Bracha and not say the other Bracha, so he wasn't Yaitze Mitzvah's Brachas. The Seder is not Ma'akev. So they say that the Gemara and Daf Yud Beis is speaking if the Brachas are Ma'akev to be Yaitze the Mitzvah of Brachas. And here on Daf Yud Gimel is speaking about if the Brachas are Ma'akev to be Yaitze the Mitzvah of Kriyishma. So that's a Mahalach to avoid the problem of Taisvis and to avoid the Chiddush of Taisvis. Now, there's a Bach over here on this Taisvis. The Bach asks Akasha, Vim Taima, Dilma, Oda Brachis, Ma'akvis, Zudavke, Shule Birich, Klau Brachis. Aber im Kore, Krish, Meimeloch, the Yotzim, Birus, Abrachis, Achakach, the Ma'akvis. Where do you see Bechlau? Perhaps let's be Mamtik. The Gemara said before Daf Yud Beis, Brachis, Ein Ma'akvis. In the Gemara said, brachas ein ma'akvis means, say the brachas ein ma'akvis. Even though the brachas were not said kisidron, the brachas are, the seder is not ma'akiv. That's what the Gemara says over here. So brachas ein ma'akvis means, say the brachas ein ma'akvis. So the kasha, the bach es, is maybe that's from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says he learned Krishna first, and as yet he didn't say the brachas. So he's yaitze. What's that he's yaitze? he did not say the brachas before Krishna. So Shema mina brachas ein makvis means say the brachas ein makvis. But could be you have to say the brachas. If one won't say the brachas, how does Taisvis know? If Taisvis Taka learns that the brachas are a chelik of Krishna, how does Taisvis know to be mechalik between a tzibur and a yochid? Perhaps the Yerushalmi means that to say the brachas ain't a ma'akivis, and one can say the brachas later. That's the Bach's kasha on Taisvis. The Pri Yitzchok from Rabbi Zal Peterburger in Simon Aleph, he wants to say as follows. He says, if there is such a tzad, brachos ma'akves es ha-krishme, that means that the birchis krishme are more chamur than birchis ha-mitzvahs. By birchis ha-mitzvahs we know that the brachos are not ma'akev, the mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, he should say a broche. If he doesn't say a broche, he still yaitze the mitzvah. If there's a shaila, if brachis ma'akvis, if we hold brachis ma'akvis, we hold two things. Number one, we hold that these brachis are attached to the Krishna. It's brachis which are said on the Krishna. It's not zaitike brachis. That's number one. And number two, these brachis are more chamul than abirchas ha-mitzvahs. Abirchas ha-mitzvahs, one is yaitze the mitzvah, no, he didn't say the brachis. And here, brachis ma'akvois, that one is not yaitzim the rabbon and krishma if he didn't say the brachis. That is the shaila of brachis ma'akvois or brachis ein ma'akvois. So the Pri Yitzchok says as follows. Just like a birchis ha-mitzvahs, one can only say the brachis before he does the mitzvah. So therefore, if the brachis would be ma'akiv, so then birchis krishma are equivalent to brachis on Krishna. One can only be yaitze if he said these brachis before Krishna. One cannot be yaitze if he says them later. Either Gemara says before Daf Yud Beis that it's possible to say Birchis Ava Rabbe and you'll say Birchis Yaitzer Eir after Krishna. So he says the Gemara is only speaking about when you were unable to say Yaitzer Eir before Krishna. That means it was speaking, the Krishna was said in a Zaman when one was unable to say Yitzhar. So he says we find a similar halacha. Birchis ha-tvila, which is a birchis ha-mitzvahs, but we say the bracha after the tvila. Why do we say the bracha after the tvila? So Taisus explains because it's impossible for the bracha to be said before, so then the bracha can be said after, the bracha can be said after the mitzvah. The same thing we find by Birchis Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. We can't say the bracha before, because then there'll be a Kabbalah Shabbos, we say it after. Al Koponim, a bracha that cannot be said before, it could still be considered a bracha on the mitzvah if it's said later. But that is only if it cannot be said before. So the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis was speaking about that the Anshei Mishmel said Avo Rabbe, they did not say Yaitzer, because it was yet not the time to say Yaitzer. So then one is able to say Yaitzer Eir after Krishna, because this bracha was, the Krishna was unable to be said with the bracha Kaidim, because it wasn't the Zman of the bracha. But the Mishnah is, our Mishnah is speaking about, not about such a case. The Mishnah isn't speaking about Bavke such a case that he was unable to say the Birchas Krishna. The Mishnah is speaking about B'chol Oifen. So if he was able to say Birchas Krishna, and the brachas would be ma'akev, he wouldn't be yaitz if he said them afterwards. So that is the raya from the Yerushalmi, that brachas ain't on the akvois. Because if it would be ma'akev, saying after would not be a trufa. So therefore, Taisus had to make a chilek between birchas hayochid and birchas hatzibur. Let us go further in the Mishnah. Biprakim shoyel mipnei akovik. If a person is biprokim, that means bein peirik leperik, and the ish mechubit comes, shoyel mipnei akovit. So he's allowed to be shoyel b'shloimoi, al tzkvoidoi. Umeshiv, and he's allowed to answer. If someone gives him shalom, he's allowed to answer him. Ube'emtza ha'perik, if he's in the middle of Krishma, shoyel mipnei ha'yira. Umeshiv, shoyel mipnei ha'yira, umeshiv, divrei rameya. This is what Rameya says. Let's see Rashi. Beprokim, beina hafsekis, between one hafsek and the other, olakamem beforishlu, b'mas nisen. Bein brocha rishayna lishniye, bein shniye lishma, these are all considered prokim. Shoyel mipnei ha'kovid, shoyel b'sholayim odom nichbad. One is allowed to be shoyel b'sholayim odom nichbad, sheroi lahagdim loy sholem. Umeishiv sholem imigdim loy. The Gemara will ask, so this is an unnecessary halacha to say. Kiven the shoyel pshita de meishiv. Since he is allowed to be shoyel, about the givis, he's allowed to answer. Hashove is gringer than shayla. Ube'emtza, be'emtza abroche oya parshe, shoyel b'mnei hayire. What is the translation b'mnei hayire? Odom shehu yorei miponov shelo yahargu. Amoyre de kerashi. Rashi says the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if he's afraid someone might kill him, so he's allowed to be shoyel mibnei yir b'emtza perik av b'mnei ha-kovid loy. Let us see for 1 minute the Rosh. The Rosh says, the Rosh disagrees with Rashi. The Rosh is dav zayin amet beis bedafei ha-Rosh. It is the fourth line from the top of the Zayin Amid Beis. Mipnei ha'yire, peirish Rashi, odom shumis yorei shemo yahargenu. That the Mishnah is telling us, if you're afraid he might kill you, so you're allowed to shoyel ha'meshiv. V'loi nehira li, pshite, she'ein lecha dovo sho'imit b'vnei pikuach nefesh. You need a Mishnah to tell you that the mokim pikuach nefesh, one is allowed to be shoyel ha'meshiv. The nire, so therefore the Rosh is another pshat in the Gemara. The oviv, the imoy, the raboy, choshev mipnei hayire. That there's a mitzvah sire. The chsiv ish imoy va oviv tiro. Usnan moire raboch ke moire shamayim. That is the translation mipnei hayire. And others say that yire means he's afraid. I think the Meiri says this. That yire means he's afraid of a hezek, not a shayla pikuach nefoshis. He's afraid of a hezek. He's also allowed to be shayl beemtza. So we have three shittes mipnei hayire, either mitzvah yire as the Rosh says, or pikuach nefoshis, or a hezek. Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi says, b'gmara meforish pik. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Elohein bein aprokim, these are the bein aprokim. Bein broche rishoyne lishniye. Bein shniye lishma. Bein shma levahoyim shemoya. Bein vahoyim shemoya levayoyma. Bein vayoyma leemes viyatsev. That this is Hashem olakeichem. One is allowed to say, be mafsik there. That's because he ended Krishma already. Now it's starting again Birchas Krishma. So one is allowed to be mafsik. That's called Bein Aprokim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Bein Vayoymer, Leemes V'yatsiv, Lo Yafsik. Between Vayoymer and Leemes V'yatsiv, one shouldn't be mafsik. The Goyin brings that, the Emes, why did the Gemara have to bring down the V'yatsiv over here? L'cheira de shayla is, the Gemara says, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because there's a posik Hashem alakim emes. So therefore, one should not be mafsik between Hashem alakeichem emes. So Rabbi Yehuda should have said, bein vayoyma le'emes lo'yapsik. There's an emes v'yatsiv in the morning. There's an emes v'muna at night. It doesn't depend what the emes is. The ike chesoron is one should not be mafsik between alakeichem le'emes. Why did the Gemara bring down v'yatsiv? So others brought a raya from this that one is not allowed to be mafsik between emes and yatsiv also. That's what the Tana wants to tell us, and the Goyin says no. The whole Iser Hefzik according to Rabbi Yehuda is only Beshachar. When one says Emes V'yatziv, then one should not be mafsi between Alekeichem and Emes. But in the evening, one is allowed to be mafsi ben Alekeichem la'Emes, and the reason for this we'll see later in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Kolcha, Lomo Kodma Parsha Shema Levoyim Shemoya, Kedei Shiyakabal Olav Oil Malchu Shemayim Tchilet. V'acharkach Mekabal Olav Oil Mitzvahs. Vahoya im Shemoya Levayayma, Shemoyim Shemoy Noig Bein Bayayma Bein Balayla, Vahoyim Shemoy speaking about Limud HaTorah, and that's Noig Bein Bayayma Bein Balayla, Vahoyima Reini Noig Ela Bayayim Bulvad. Rashi, Bein Bayayma Lemes V'yatsiv Layavsik, Bigmorim Aforish Tamayu. Vahoyim Shemoya Noig Bein Bayayma Bein Balayla, the Mishtoi B'Talmud Torah, this is speaking about Talmud Torah, the Chsiv Limata Vaisam as Beneichem, this is Noig Bein Bayayim Bein Balayla. Vayayim Reine Noig Ela Bayayim, the Mishtoi Betzitzis, She'eine Neheges Ela Bayayim, the Chsiv Reisam Oysoi Prat Liksus Layla. Let us see Taisvis, Ube Emtsa Shoyil Ibnei Ha'ir. Uposak Rabbeinu Shmai, the Bemokim Sha'oso Lesaper, if there's an Isser Sipur also ledaber afilu b'loshen hakodesh. It's no difference what language. Loshen hakodesh is not a matter when there's an Isser Sipur. Chemash v'mitoich masnissen. Because the Pasha Shloim is also because of the Loshen hakodesh, and there's Isurim. Obi Rishalmi kama, but when there is a heter, b'vnei hakovoi, b'vnei hayire, afilu be'emtza haposik. So then, Ibnei Hayire, according to Ramea, Ibnei Hayire will be mutter by Emtsa Posek. Period. Rav Hune b'shem Rav Yosef Omar, how do we know there's a heter of Hefzik in the middle of Krishme, Al Tzire, but there's a heter, v'dibarta bom. So the Yerushalmi makes a very interesting drosha. Mikan sheyesh lecha rishus ledaber bom. That is matter that one is allowed to be mafsik for certain inyonim. Eses Chazal knew to translate that the pasuk is speaking about afke b'mnei hayir, but al kaponim the heter hefsik is nilmat from this pasuk v'dibarta bom. Ba'ine nami demrine bekame deyume v'dibarta bom v'loy betfila. Perish she'ein meshivim bo mipnei hakov. Let us see the Gemara. Shema Mino, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that one is Yoitze Mitzvahs Krishma im Kivein Liboy Yotze. If he was Mechaven Liboy, he was Yoitze. And if not, he's not Yoitze. So the Gemara says, Shema Mino, Mitzvahs Sriches Kavone. That there's a halacha that in order to be Yoitze Mitzvah, one has to be Mechaven to be Yoitze. Let's see Rashi. Shema mino mitzvah sriches kavonin shei miskaven l'shei mitzvahs. That you have to be mechaven. I'm doing it, the purpose. I am saying these words is because I want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Krishma. And what's the big chiddush? V'tikshe l'rabbe. The omar b'meseches rosh hashanah hatekeye l'shir yotza. Eses rabbe says mitzvahs ain't sriches kavon. So what did rabbe do with our Mishnah? Before we go further, let me just introduce you to a very shvera Rabbeinu Yoine, and then that what's the kasha of the Gemara is very difficult to understand according to the Rabbeinu Yoine. The Rabbeinu Yoine is on Davov Amid Aleph B'Dafei Horif.
Zaycher Nishmas Suri Esther Bas Mayudovit.
We learned 2 days ago a sugya that there was a shaila if a person said Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam b'kavone to say to make a boire pri agofen, and later he realized that he has a glass of beer in his hands, he was mesayim shahakol niya bedvori. So the Gemara had a shaila: do you go according to the beginning of the bracha? And the beginning of the bracha was said b'kavone L'shem, not L'shem Shahakel, L'shem Priyagofen, or do you go Basa Dachsim? A whole sugi in the Gemara. So let us see the Rabbeinu Yoine, an di bramaschel omnom. Omnom rabbeinu hai goin zechoyne levroche, va harbei min ha-meforshim posku de mitzvahs einom tzriches kavone. They held that mitzvahs einom tzriches kavone, and v'kosher lahem, so they had a problem. They paskin v'aloche mitzvahs einom tzriches kavone. Pesach also asked this question. V'koshelem d'havelon l'meimah. So what is the problem? What is the problem that when he was said the broche bochato Hashem alakeinu mechem, he wasn't mechavin l'shem shahakel? He was mechavin l'shem b'yre priyagofen. But mitzvah seinem tzriches kavoneh. The kavoneh is not ma'akev in the mitzvah. Sha'av al pishaloi niskavin levorich ala sheicha mitchile. He wasn't mechavin, but kivin shenasis ha-mitzvah yotze. The words were said, even though the kavanah was missing, al-kaponim, he's yotze. That's a taish, mitzvahs einam tzriches kavanah. You look if the maisa was done and the kavanah is not ma'akev. V'amai lo yivshite. So why wasn't the gemara poishet the shayle? It blives a teiku. It's zicher, the bracha zicher good, since mitzvahs einam tzriches kavanah. V'yesh loima, so the Rabbeinu Yoni says, Amoyre de Keteres. Tafilu mi shesoive de mitzvahs einom tzriches kavone, hani mili bedovol sheyesh bay maise. That is a mitzvah sheyesh bay maise. Shaha maise hu bemokim kavone. The maise is in place of the kavone. Actions speak louder than words. Kigoyne tilas lulu. The maise speaks, he's doing a maise a mitzvah. Domrine mit da agbu nofek ve, he picked up a lulav, so he was yoitze. Ve chen kol ki yoitze boze. Avo be mitzvah she tluye ba amire bilvad. But a mitzvah that there's no action. There's only an amire. Vadai tzrichi kavone. So there one zicha needs kavone. She amire hu beleit. When the amire is not, it's not a lip service, it's a avoid shabalay. Uch she'enei mechavin ba'amire, ve'enei oise maise, nimse kemishaloi oso shum dovo mea mitzvah. It's not that he did the maise ha mitzvah without kavone. But a mitzvah sheba'amire, the whole mitzvah is the kavone. And without the kavone, you don't have anything. So therefore, even though we pass ke mitzvahs, einam tzriches kavone, or be mitzvah shabamire tzriches kavone. So he said, boch ato Hashem al kenim al chom without kavone l'shem sheicho, he's not yoitze de broche. So the Rabbeinu Yoni is doch apelle. So he bezoi, so what is pshat na agemore? Agemore asks a shayla. You see from over here, mitzvah tzriches kavonim kivon libo yotzo. Is a kasha, what does Rashi say? A kasha and Rabbi. Rabbi says that they keil is shir yotzo, even though he wasn't mechavan l'shem tkiya shayfa. So the Gemara should have answered, ayin b'rabbeinu yeinu v'tim tzanachas. It's not kasha. He's speaking about a mitzvah maise. So a mitzvah of a maise, you don't need kavone. Here we're speaking about a mire. Here you need kavone salay. So meir de kekasha, and it's the next plot. I mean, the Rabbeinu yeinu, the tzmamish, the next blood, it's a moira de kekashe, and the Rabbeinu Yoni. What did the Rabbeinu Yoni do with this gemara? The Nachlas David wants to answer the Rabbeinu Yoni. He's not too sure if this lies in the words of the Rabbeinu Yoni, but he wants to say, alom de sheteretz. He wants to say as follows. The Rabbeinu Yoni was magdir to us that if the maise mitzvah was done, so then it's not necessary the kavone. The kavone, except by a mitzvah samire. So he says there are two types of mitzvah samire. He says there's a mitzvah samire of kriyashma. The mitzvah samire of kriyashma is one should say the words. Perhaps one has to know what he's speaking about. And that is the maisa ha-mitzvah. After he did that, this new kavone to be yoitze with this kriyashma, that is equivalent to tkiya shofar, to netilas lulav. I did the maisa mitzvah. Automatically, I should be yotzer. Krishma is equivalent to netilas lulav and tkiya shofar. The Rabbeinu Yoni only said it on a broche. He says because a broche only has a shame broche if it is said on something. That means a person will make a shahakel stamazoy, so it's not a mitzvah, it's an avera. It's a brocha levatole. The whole shame brocha is only if I'm making a brocha on this, and I'm going to be nene for this, so then it gets a shame brocha. The shame brocha is I'm making a brocha on this thing, so then it gets a shame brocha. By a brocha, if I don't have kavonet to make a brocha on sheicho, so then it loses the shame brocha. Because it does not have a shame brocha if we're not mekasher the brocha to the machal he's eating. Or else it's a brocha levatole. So he wants to say the Rabbeinu Yoina only meant this by a brocha. But by mitzvahs krishma, that's equivalent to lulav and shayfa. Al kolponim, that's to ve'emfer the Rabbeinu Yoina. But let's get back to the Gemara. The Gemara is, we have a problem over here. Rabbi said mitzvahs ein tzriches kavone. And the Mishnah says, im kiven liboy likrois, then he's yoitz. And if not, and then im kiven liboy he's yoitz, and if not, he's not yoitz. So let us see the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara says, you are learning the not correct pshat in the Mishnah. My im kiven liboy likrois, Mayim kiven liboy. That what it says in the Mishnah, im kiven liboy, does not mean he has to have kavonah to be yoitze the mitzvah. No, mitzvah ain't tzriches kavonah. Im kiven liboy likreis, he was mechaven to be koirei. So the Gemara asks, likreis? V'hokokori, it says all of your koirei batoire. What do you need now? Kiven liboy likreis, he is koirei. So the Gemara answers, bekoirei lahagia. The Mishnah is speaking about a person who was koirei lahagia. Now we have to understand pshat in the Gemara's teretz. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says kiven likreis. You have to be mechaven to be koirei. Avol lo tzeis yidei mitzvah loy beinishe miskaven. Alo likreis beteire baum. You don't have to have kavone to be yoitze mitzvah skrishme. You don't have a kavone to be koirei likreis beteire baum. So the Gemara says, "O kokori, o bekoyre kaosik tane vosi." We are speaking about a person who is a koyre. Diktani haya koyre beteire. So what is this tnai hanois if you need in kivein liboy? So Rashi answers, "Bekoyre lehagia es a sefer." He was magia a sefer im yesh by tois. Tafil le kriya nami loy miskave. There was no kavone afilu likreis. The question is, what is pshat in Rashi? The Rashba brings down here pshat in Rashi. It seems a lot of achoinim want to say this pshat. That the Rashba says, mitzvahs einam tzriches kavone means as follows. Let's go by Tekiya Shofer. By Tekiya Shofer, Hatekeya lo shir is yoitze. So what does that mean? He wanted to blow the shofar. He blew the shofar, but the blowing was not l'shem mitzvah tkiya shofar. So that's called, he did the maisa ha-mitzvah, but without a kavonet to do it l'shem mitzvah. So according to Rabbi, you're a yoitze. The same thing a person would want to listen, someone is blowing a shofar, and he wants to listen not to be yoitze the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. He wants to hear how Yenin, if Yenin knows how to blow, if he doesn't know how to blow. So that's a shoymeya sheloy bekavone. So also according to Rabbi, you'll be yoitze. But al kaponon, the Rashba says, a kavone kolduhu you need. That means the mitzvah that he's doing, he has intentions to do the mitzvah. He wants to blow and he wants to hear. What happens if a person is walking by and he has no intentions to hear and all of a sudden he hears a tkiya? So it means it's called a misasek. That means he wants to do something else. He wants to walk. And he hears a koil. Or let's say someone wanted to blow the shofar, not to make a keil, he wanted someone to blow in it. And a keil came out. So there was no kavod, the pu'ula that was done shaloi b'kavonet. That is called a misasek. That is called the lumdis of a misasek is that it is considered that it was done by itself, not through him. That is the lumdus of a misasik. If I want to do one thing, I want to blow in the shofar, I want to dry it out, it's wet, I want to blow into it to dry it out, that's my kavana. And a curl comes out, so I'm doing one thing, I want to dry out the shofar through blowing into it. And a curl comes out, shaloi b'rtzayni, shaloi b'kavanasi, so that's cool that the curl came not through me, I didn't make the curl. That is a misasik, and a misasik, Rabbi is also moide that one isn't yoytze. Now, when a person is a magia, he has no intentions to read the words. The reading the words, perhaps, subconsciously, he wants to make the Haggah good, so he's saying the words. But the words are being said not because he wants to say the words, he wants to be magia. So it could be instead of putting his finger on the words to point which word is being magia, he's saying the word, but the word is not said l'shem kriya. The kavone is lahagia, and ke'ilu the words came out. So this is not a kavone. This is considered it's not as maisin ganzen. So therefore, that's pshat in the Gemara. You need kavone likreis. Al kapon, we should want to say the words. Here it pshat is the words are in the Haggah. The words are coming out automatically. He wants to ensure the Haggah, so he's saying the words, but there's no mitzvah skriya. There's no really intent to be koira. So this is considered a misasik, which he wouldn't be yaitzefil according to Rabbah also. Therefore the Gemara says, you'll only be yaitzeim kivin liboy. That is Shitas Rashi. Bekoirei lahagia, perish bekunteris, she'ein miskaven likrois. He doesn't have an intent to be koira. Taisus was not noches to this. What he wasn't miskavel likreis, but he was a koire. Taisus did not like the status of misasik. Okay, nire bekoire lahagia she'ene koire hateves kehulchosam uchenekudosam. When he was saying the words of Krishna, he did not pronounce them correctly. Ela kiksivosam, he pronounced them. A magia has to know how the words are written. That's the whole union of the Haggad, is a ksiv and a kri. Ela kiksivosan kori, kidei lohovim bach seiris to be yeseiris. He should make sure if this seiris and yeseiris of it is written correctly. Kamoi le tatfas, umizuzas. So when the words that he was saying till now, before he giyas mana mikra, he was reading not correctly. He was saying words like tatfas and mezuzas. So now it came Zman Krishma. So if he would continue with this kriya mishubeshes, with this wrong kriya, so then he wouldn't be yaitzeh. But if he started, he realized it's Zman Krishma now, and he started pronouncing the words correctly, then he will be yaitzeh. So it is a very nice pshat, but there's only one chesaron in this pshat. So it's not imkiven liboy, it's imkiven piv. It's not a chesaron shebelev over here. It's a chesaron he wasn't pronouncing it right. So Taisa says imkiven liboy lav davke. Elakloima likreis kedin kinekudosam uchilchosam. Imkiven likreis, he was mechaven to lane good. But the liboy tak, according to Taisves, is not too meduyik. Tanu Rabbonon Krishma Kichsovo. Krishma has to be lamed Kichsovo. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe held that the one is not allowed to lame Krishma bekoloshin. One can only lame Kichsovo. The Loshin HaKodesh, the way it was written. The Chachomim Oimrim Becholoshin. The Chachomim said that one can lame Krishma Becholoshin. Let me tell you for a minute a very interesting incident that happened with a briske younger man. He came to the word Esev in Krishma, Esev. So he had three problems. Here you have an Ayin, so he has to differentiate between an Ayin and the Aleph. So he's trying with the ayin. Wasn't going too good. Then he starts with the sin. The sin. So you have to say the difference between a sin and a samach. There's also a difference. It also didn't go too good. Then there was a vase. So there's a difference between a vase and a vow. So he was trying, so he's saying, then he said, groz, finished. That's the chachamim. As the geitach nisht azoi, kevin zogin b'choloshin. Al kaponim bat chachamim oimrim b'choloshin. So we get benefits from this, we should know. B'chamayim b'choloshin. Al kaponim, this is the machloikis, the Rebbe in the chachamim. My time at the Rebbe, omakro v'hoyu advorim e'ele, v'hoyu v'havyosan yuhu. The dvorim should be said the way they were written. In the language they were written, in the oifen they were written. V'rabonon maitamayu, omakro shma, b'choloshin sha'ata shemeya. That the Krishna can be said, b'choloshin, the one understands. Ula Rebbe nami, Choloshin Shata Shemeya, the Mishnah Berurah says that Stavke Aloshin, that he understands. And the Mishnah Berurah also wants to say a Moiradike Chiddish in Hilchas Krishme, that it's Stavke, it has to be Aloshin in the place where it is said. In other words, if a person is a Frenchman and he's in America and he doesn't know English, And the Lashon HaKodesh doesn't go too good, since Ba'isai Mokim, it doesn't have a shame Lashon, since this is not a language that is being spoken in America, French is not a language in America, so one will not be Yotze. It has to be a Lashon Sha'ata Shemei. It has to be a language, and you understand the language. Then you are Yotze. Oh, the Rebbe, so the Meila, that's Al Kaponim, that we learn now from Shema B'cha Lashon Sha'ata Shemei. Oh, the Rebbe, Nami, Hoksiv Shema. So the Gemara says, good, he brings a raya from Bahoy, he brings a raya from Shema, but what does each one do with the other one's raya? Ula Rebbe Nami Hoksiv Shema. So the Gemara says, Ahumi Boilei Hashme La Oznecha Masha Tamoitzi Mipicha. Rebbe, learn from the Shema, you have to hear what you are saying. But the words that are being said have to be said the Loshon HaKodesh. The Rabbonin Sovri Luhu, I say, Bezoi Sahakin, the Rabbonin bring a raya from the word Shema that you are, that it's Nema B'choloshin, and you need it for Hashem Lozno Mashat Amoitzi Mipicha. The Rabbon is Sovrulu Kemandom Aloishmi Lozno Yotz. It's unnecessary to hear what you are saying. So Kaponim the Shema comes for B'choloshin Shat Hashemei. Ula Rabbon Anami Hoksiv, that's taking care of the raya of the Rabbon according to Rebbe. Ula Rabbon Anami Hoksiv Vahoyu. It says, Vahoyu kavyosom. So they say, Humi boiloi shalo yikro lemafreya. That one should not, that if the parsha was laid backwards, bisharecho beisecho mezuzois, even though he said the words, but since it wasn't said the way it's written in the Torah, in the Seder of the Torah, so one is not yoytze. But the kids name of Bacholoshin. The Rebbe, how does Rebbe know this halacha? Shlikra mafreyim in olei nafkalei midvorim. It says, vahoyu advorim ha'ele. It could have said, vahoyu dvorim ha'ele. And it says, hadvorim. So the hadvorim comes to tell us that Krishna should be said keseder. The Rabbono, so why do they need the vahoyu? You could learn this halacha from hadvorim. Dvorim hadvorim loy dorshi. They don't darshin dvorim hadvorim. Let us see Rashi. Kichsova beloshin akoidish. Midvorim hadvorim. Behavele le michtava hoyu dvorim haile. Le midre sheikori hadvorim kisidrom vele le matreya kigoyne bisharecho beisecho mezuzois. It says, so the Hadvarim is coming to tell you this. Shikra Hadvarim Kesidra. So the Gemara, let's see Taisus, so Chachamim Oimrim B'chol Loshin, Oimer Hori, Da'aloche Kechachamim, Da'aloche Kerebi Mechavei Roi, V'loi Mechavei Ro. So since it's a machloikis of Rebbe and the Rabbim, so we pass in like the Rabbim. Oy der Rabbon es wirlo kemando mal ich mi los no yotzo. Ke bo se paskino le kamon. So therefore we pasken according to the Rabbon. Let us see a little further. So the Gemara says, le memre de Sava Rebbe, דחול התורה כולה בכל לשון נאמרה. רבי הרז הדרושה והיו to tell us over here כל לשון is not good. So it would seem without the והיו I would say that kol lashon is good. So it means kol mitzvah is amire, that it says in the Torah, kol lashon is good. And davke krishma is different because krishma says vahoyu. Or else, why does need vahoyu? Lameimra the sova rabbi the chol atayre kule b'chol lashon emra. The isal kadaitach b'lashon akoydish nemra that kol mitzvah is amire shebet Torah. One may say b'chol lashon, v'hoyu the kosev achmona lomali. So why does he have to say v'hoyu? So the Gemara answers, itzrech. Mishum d'chsiv shma. Could be Rabbi holds b'chol atayre kula. Also all mitzvahs amire should be said davke b'lashon ha-kodesh. But here, since it says shma, and shma is a misleading lashon to tell us b'chol lashon shato shemeya, therefore the Rabbi needed a drosha v'hoyu to tell you don't darshan that from shma. Now the Gemara goes the other way. L'meimra de savi rabbon and de chol ha-tere kula b'loshen ha-kodesh nemro. And therefore you need here a loshen of shema to tell me that b'chol loshen shavta shemeya. This ha-kadaita b'chol loshen nemro. Shema de kosev rachmona lomali. It's tuch mishum d'chsi v'hoyu. So the Gemara says we can't prove sai from Rebbe, sai from the rabbon. Let us see Rashi. Leima kasova Rebbe. Mid de itzach le'kro le'kriyishma. Shetehei kichsovo. Here you have a special pasuk from Krishma Shvi kichsovo. Svir lei bishal kol ha-teire b'chol loshin emra likreis. Mishim d'chsiv shema. The lei sidrei shema b'chol loshin shato shemeya kerabonon. So therefore you need the v'hoyu. Taisvis b'loshin ha-kodesh nemra. What is kol ha-teire b'loshin ha-kodesh nemra? Perish Rashi b'ekshaini de Megillah likreis ba-teire. That the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah could be said b'chol loshon. V'loy nehire, v'ezra tikin Kriyas HaTorah. This mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah is a takone that Ezra made. V'mikamidos Ezra b'hoyu l'omoli. You can't say, so why did he do the b'hoyu? The b'hoyu was written for before Ezra. V'yishloime d'mayri b'parshiyois ha'mechuyovim likrois d'yoraise. K'moy parshi zocher. Inami mikra bikurim vidoy maise parshas chalitze shemitzvah b'teira likreis. And there's a mitzvah to say these parshas. Afal pikein b'chol loshin emro b'sinai shekol diba v'diba shayetz mikadosh baruch hu hoye mischalek l'shivim loshin.